proclamation number 8925 dated the February 4th, 1965. God himself substantiates the revelations with the near end. You received the knowledge about the reasons for creating the spirit world. You were taught about all events, as far as you were able to understand them, which gave you a clear idea about the apostasy of the spirits. I have explained mine and your fundamental nature, which, in itself, is the same. All knowledge was given to you so comprehensively that, with goodwill, you can truly recognize my infinite love. I gave you a bright light so that you may now live in its radiance, so that you brightly and clearly recognize your actual existence, your beginning and your goal. Anyone who adopts this knowledge, who accepts it with a will which strives towards me, can also be certain that he will reach the last goal on earth. I want to instruct you in all clarity. Knowledge which is unknown to millions of people shall be easily comprehensible to you, because they don't wish to know what is revealed to you, who desire truth. I was able to transmit it to Earth in such detail because I made use of a vessel which did not allow its intellect to interfere, which did not offer me the slightest resistance, to which I was therefore able to impart the truth in the most understandable way, so that all correlations could be explained by me and your most important questions were answered. This is necessary during the last days before the end, because people shall be informed once more of all processes relating to my reign and activity in the whole of the universe, because they shall form a right concept of my nature and also let go of all errors which, due to intellectual thoughts, will time and again also able to creep into my revelations, if thereby my spirit was prevented from working. However, I know that error is dangerous. I also know who wants to release himself from it and therefore convey to him my pure word again and give to him according to his desire. For this reason I will also send the knowledge of it to wherever it is willingly and gratefully accepted. I know how to prevent that spiritual knowledge, which originated from me in all purity, gets into the wrong hands, for there is only a short time left until the end and I myself determine which route the spiritual knowledge takes, and I will also always choose the right workers who will leave it unchanged and whose sacred awe prevents them from implementing changes which are not my will. This is why my constant protection is assured you, my servants on earth, so that you can unimpededly accomplish your task of spreading my word in all its purity, of passing it on to those who desire it. Nevertheless, you should not distribute it arbitrarily but always take care that they willingly listen to it or don't reject it if you offer it to them. For the world is not interested in the pure truth, and to offer it to worldly people will yield little success, even though you should also mention it to them. But the determination to reject it will always be stronger than the resolve to accept it. Each person must make his own decision, yet the consequences of this choice will differ considerably. It can grant people a glorious life in eternity but also lead to renewed banishment. The fact that I repeatedly send the pure truth to Earth is an act of grace of momentous significance. It shall be the evidence of my presence for my own, so that they will not doubt its truth but advocate it wholeheartedly even if they are confronted by the harshest objections. I truly know why I must reveal myself once more before the end. I know that my adversary's influence will continue until the end and I want to protect those people from him who want to be my own, but this is only possible if the full truth is conveyed to them. Therefore, don't be afraid if people want to hold you to account. What you receive from above can be rightfully endorsed by you, for then you will only ever state what I put into your mouth. Yet even then you will still win, for people won't know how to respond to you. As yet you can still pass on the spiritual knowledge you possess without being prevented from doing so, and you should use this time well, for one day you will have to bow to the power and be enabled to speak publicly when my adversary, the Antichrist, comes to power and fights against everything of a spiritual nature. By that time you shall have scattered many seeds which can take root in silence and will truly give you the strength to persevere until the end. Amen.